This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Finastra's very own Kristen Robertson. She is here talking to us about the Federal Reserve's new payment rails called FedNow, which is going to kick into gear on July 20th. So credit unions out there, you got to be prepared for this. So Kristen is here to tell us all about that. And then how Finastra is working with credit unions to help them prepare for FedNow. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Kristen Robertson from the fine organization called Finastra. Kristen, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm doing just fine, Mike. Nice to see you as well.
Yay. Well, today we're talking about a super fascinating topic that I'm going to be all transparent here, that I just basically just found out about. My gosh, I'm in the financial services industry. Why didn't I not know this? But anyway, I digress on that. The Federal Reserve's new payments rail called FedNow, which is going to be starting up, I think in July. Is that correct, Kristen? Somewhere
July 20th is the magic day.
That's the big day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're talking to you today about how Finastra is going to be working with credit unions and community banks to help them prepare for what's about to happen here. But just to kind of start out, just kind of let's set the table here, if we will, Kristen, explain the Federal Reserve's this new payments rail called FedNow. So what exactly is it for those couple of people like me who may not know too much about it?
Yeah, for those who don't live and breathe payments every day, it definitely could be something new. So it is the first time in over 40 years that the Federal Reserve has launched a brand new payment type in the U.S. market. And you may say, if you recall the Clearinghouse, they did come out with their own instant payment rail in 2017, but they're not part of the Federal Reserve Bank. They're a private network, a consortium of banks own the Clearinghouse. So I'm not really counting them, but they did obviously get first to market with an instant payment scheme in the U.S., but it wasn't part of the central banking system. Okay. And because of that, frankly, shortly thereafter in 2017, 2019, that's when the Federal Reserve made the announcement that they were developing their own instant payment scheme. Okay. So frankly, I think a lot of credit unions and smaller community banks said, we're going to pump the brakes because we know the Federal Reserve Bank. We have a master account with them. If they're coming out with their own instant payment scheme, we're going to wait and see what that looks like before we decide what our overall strategy is. Mm-hmm. So it's super exciting to be a part of it. And basically, instant payments means exactly what it is. Within seconds, you have finality of payment and you're able to move money from individuals to individuals, mm-hmm. or even business to business, or business to individuals, individuals to business. It can go just about any which way you'd like, with really robust data options as well. So it's a very exciting time to be in the payments industry.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, well, the payments industry seems to be changing by the second, literally. So by the time this interview is done, something else major will have happened. So, but it makes your job very exciting, I would assume. So how exactly does it work? And what took them so long to do this? Well, I mean, again, it sounds like they were waiting for certain steps to be taken before they could dive into this, right?
Very good question. If you were to look today in the global land space, there's 56 countries that have instant payment schemes that are in production.
Right,
and
right.
If you were to look back just 7 years ago, that was only 14 countries.
Oh.
So at this point, frankly, this is critical for us to have a modernized payment system in the United States. And I can't speak for the Federal Reserve Bank, but also seeing where they're going even with wire processing. So shortly after FedNow in 2025, they're also switching their standards for wire processing to what we call ISO standards.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with ISO 222, it is very much a global worldwide standard for the exchange of messaging for various clearings. And that's frankly what most of the other global instant payment schemes are based on, ISO, as is the Clearinghouse real-time payment scheme here in the US.
Okay.
So that is a big change going from old, FAME messaging that the Fed used to ISO. So I would assume that part of that ties into the infrastructure and their readiness for ISO overall.
Okay, gotcha. And so let's turn to the financial institution or credit unions in our case, and then their members as well. So what does this mean for a credit union and then ultimately the member or the consumer or the customer in this case? So can you share us what the end result here means for those folks?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be critically important for credit unions and their end members to have this offering available to them. And the thing that I frankly love about credit unions is the customer service and really putting the member first to make sure that their needs are being met has always been something that's just, I find really phenomenal about that particular type of financial institution. So when I look at members, I'm a member myself. We all expect immediacy in the things that we do today.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually had my college age kids when they went off to university telling me, "Mom, there's this great thing called Venmo." And I'm like, "It's immediate. You can send me grocery money." And when you look at it behind the scenes, I'm like, guys, this is you're leaving money in a Venmo account. You're not getting interest. It's not really a bank. So you got these fintechs that are there, but these kids, younger people, think that, you know, the instantaneous of it from the app gives them that experience.
Yeah.
And in the back end, if they ever pull it out, at the time it was settling via traditional in-country ACH. So there was a lag, but they had that perception. So you find, frankly, younger generations and even, you know, folks my generation and older are now used to that instant gratification.
Yep.
And so I think it's expected in the person-to-person space. But when you look at it, though, from a business landscape perspective, you also have the finality of payment. So things like car loans or buying a car, like if you want to do that over a weekend, it's really challenging to do so because the banks don't operate wire processing over the weekends. So having something that is 24/7/365, which is a point I don't think I've yet mentioned, is really a game changer because you can get that instant payment, the finality of payment, meaning there's no recourse, there's no reconciling issues because you don't have to worry about a notice of change or return with an ACH, and it's all done 24/7.
Right on.
So it's a game changer.
Oh, completely. And I'm still going back to the first part of your conversation. Like, how cool is it to have a mom who knows about this stuff, who knows it backwards and forwards? Are you kidding? That's awesome. Your kids can come to you anytime. All right. So let's
call it the bank of mom.
There you go. Know that very well. We know that very well in our family as well. So let's turn to Finastra. So how are you guys going to be working with credit unions and community banks as well to prepare them for this launch as well? Because July 20th is going to be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. We've been very involved with the Fed and their pilot program from day one. So we are a member of the pilot program. There's a little over, I think, 120 folks who are participating. So it's other technology providers like us, as well as you've got your commercial credit unions. There's actually some good credit union representation in the pilot program. I think I saw about 8 or so of the 120, which is, you know, pretty good representation in my view. And some of them are, again, commercial credit unions, other are more traditional credit unions. So a good kind of cross-pollination in the pilot program. But what we've been doing as a part of that is this is a big change for the folks who are interested in being involved day one. And you frankly need to have an appetite. Do you want to be, you know, processing these transactions the first day it's available? Some folks don't want to be on, we may call it the leading edge. Some folks may use another term for that. So understanding your risk appetite for when you want to actually onboard this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those folks who are doing it, changing from 24/7, from like daily operating windows to 24/7/365 is a big move.
Yeah.
So making sure you understand how does your core operate? Because a lot of back office core systems are shut down for daily maintenance windows.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating through that and then understanding, are you just going to receive day one? Because you can get incoming payments and that's it for a business case, which means you get new depository rail. Do you want to send and receive, which is a more complicated view into the go-to-market, because then you have to look at all the various channels that could feed into payment initiation, and are they ready to be 24/7/365?
Yeah.
And understanding things like fraud and compliance and making sure you're doing it in the most secure and the most regulated way so that you're comfortable. So that's a much deeper dive into, frankly, the operations and the tech stack that you have within your financial institution to make sure that you're ready.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, because I mean, everybody else is going to be jumping on board with this for sure. So yeah, you got to, especially credit unions, and credit unions are looking for deposits. They're looking for obviously new members, and to have this is just such a value add for sure. So what should credit unions and community banks be doing in the meantime to gear up? Obviously, talking to you folks at Finastra, but what else should they be doing as well?
Well, I think it's also important to look and talk to other credit unions that they know are looking at the same, to talk to their members and understand what matters most to them, because there's various use cases. So whether it's being able to receive incoming money quicker is really important to them, or if there's certain payment initiation use cases that will be super important to the individual members that you have, because every credit union is a little bit different depending on what their unique area of focus is. So I think surveying and having a good finger on your pulse for what your use cases are, because a lot of folks are saying, well, it's all well and good that we're going to have basically a new payment type in our wheelhouse to leverage, but how will we either save money from an operational perspective, or how will we ultimately get more deposits in? What is the benefit to all parties involved? To really understand that business case is super important, and there's lots of different rationales and approach to go to market, and it's not a one size fits all, and that's why having a really consultative subject matter expert that you can work with to talk through what are the right questions to be asking and to be contemplating is really important.
Yeah, no doubt. And just off the top of my head, I'm thinking about small businesses as well. What a boon for them as well, right? And so if your financial institutions, credit unions again in this case, serve small businesses, that's another arrow in your quiver to provide them, right? So, I mean, just again, the value is off the charts.
Well, not only that, Mike, but it's really hard to get and retain really good staff these days. So a lot of folks are looking at same day payroll and paying literally. So think of like a gig employee. So like if I'm an Uber driver and I take somebody for a ride, so to speak, and if I finish at the end, I get paid immediately.
Right now.
Having that kind of instant money in, and same thing with small businesses where it's really hard to recruit and retain staff, knowing that when you swipe out, for your day's work at your small business that you're working at, to know that money's hitting your account like literally within a minute or two after the fact is pretty satisfying.
No doubt. Yeah. The immediacy of it all is, so, because we're kind of spoiled as consumers now because we're so used to the immediacy of everything basically. So why not payment? So yeah. So really good stuff here. Anything else to add here, Kristen? I know we could talk probably another 20 minutes on this for sure, but I know you have a job to do. I want to be respectful of your time, but anything else to add?
No, those are really good points that we've covered. The other thing to think about is also just understanding how you're going to manage your liquidity too, because obviously you've got now payments going out 24/7 by 365. They're coming out of your Federal Reserve Master account if that's what you're traditionally using today for high value wire transfers. So understanding what kind of maybe agencies or other FIs that you want to partner with in case you need to have an intraday liquidity loan, for example, there's all sorts of things available in the marketplace. So that's also a dynamic you want to think about. Yeah. And the Fed has done a really good job at putting together a whole bunch of reports and payment types just around liquidity management as well, which is also 24/7.
Oh my, the speed of business. If you thought it was fast today, it's going to be way faster this summer. So prepare yourself. All right, Kristen, thank you so much for your time today and your expertise and your insights. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to getting this one posted out there for you. And if you guys, Creightons out there, need a little bit of help in this area, which I'm sure there are quite a few that do, folks at Finastra are the folks to turn to. So yeah, thank you so much, Kristen. This is great, great stuff. Well done.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.